Welcome to The Defiant Spirit, a podcast about meaning, purpose, and resilience. I'm Dr. Baruch Halevi, also known as B, and now let's discover your Defiant Spirit. So welcome back to The Tool Shed. In this tool, I'm going to be doing a movie. Hopefully by the time you watch some of these, there'll be a lot of movies, but this is my first movie. I was watching it the other night. And I was just, it awoke something within me so profound. And the truth is there are just many movies that do this for us. So I'm going to take the best movies. Some will be more man uprising focused, my men's work. Some will be more defiant, spirit focused, my generic sort of work with everybody, and Enneagram especially. And some will be Viktor Frankl Meaning Academy work. But there's something in it for you, regardless of which portal you're coming into my world. The Fisher King. This was a movie that was made, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago at this point. It's just a well-acted movie. It's a well-produced movie. Sometimes they're inspiring. They're not so, you know, top-notch. This one's top-notch, I believe, inspiring. Now, for any Enneagram 7s, the enthusiasts, or looking at my Enneagram chart, maybe, I don't know, some 3s, it might be a little too dark and deep, but you can defy your number and you'll get a tremendous amount out of this. Sevens don't always like when I recommend the dark movies. This is a dark movie, but with beautiful, as I say, sparks of light in the darkness. So it's Jeff Bridges and Robin Williams, a few other people you'll recognize, but they just are both amazing. Now, Jeff Bridges' character is really what this movie revolves around. And his name is Jack, and Jack is a DJ, shock jock, and he's like maybe 30 something when we meet him, and he's a typical stereotypical man in the morning of life, sort of the worst of what the morning of life has to offer. You know, if you think of like Wall Street, the movie, that character, I forgot his name, doesn't matter, I'm not doing that right now, that morning of life, get mine, I'm in it for me, climb the mountain, get to the top, right? Screw anybody that gets in my way, step on them. So just a deeply inconsiderate person and not taking responsibility for the consequences of his actions, in it for himself. And so his actions lead to a totally tragic situation or an atrocity where he gives bad advice to a caller who was calling in and knew it was broken, and he was obviously mentally ill and he needed help. And this caller, then he said some cruel things to the caller. The caller ended up going into a bar and shooting up the bar of, you know, Manhattan yuppies. And we find out later on that the shooter went in there because of Jack's recommendation, if you will, or lack of consideration. And ultimately, the destruction, the havoc he wreaks upon these people is atrocious, and it ruins Jack. It shatters him. It brings him to his knees. And this is his dark night of the soul. You know, every human being must go through a dark night of the soul. Kabbalah, it's called the shattering. And that's really a necessary step between the morning and the afternoon, between these two phases of life, is this shattering. And so Jack goes through his shattering. Now, not everybody always recovers from the shattering. My dad didn't, even though he stayed alive for many years. He ended up checking out of life in some ways after his midlife shattering. Robin Williams' character is his name is Perry. He's married to a woman who was murdered in that bar, and he absolutely shatters as well. So he's a true victim, and in some ways, Jeff Bridges' character Jack is the victimizer, and they both end up in the same shattered place. And it's a movie about confronting the shatterings in our lives. I call them the dark D's: divorce, depression, destruction, despair, financial, I forgot what they call that, destruction, I guess. Anyways, the bottom line is there's lots of ways we can end up shattered. Now, this is an extreme. Of course, most of us aren't going to go through this kind of a shattering, but we all go through shatterings. And this movie is about redemption. It's about the mythic tale of the Fisher King. The Fisher King was once upon a time, it's an ancient tale from King Arthur era, of a king who became impotent, not just sexually, probably that, but ineffectual, lost his power, lost his prowess. And that's why he's the Fisher King, because he spends his days fishing. And he's avoiding facing his impotence, facing his inability to rule his kingdom, to repair the damage that's been done in his kingdom. And so you see these two men are really also representative of the Fisher King, of two men who are just buying time. They're surviving. They're not living. And so as you watch this movie, really think about how they find their way back to their power, or the Holy Grail, as it was in the King Arthur era. The Holy Grail represents life eternal. It represents power that can never be taken from us. It's Viktor Frankl's nous, the spirit, the defiant power of the human spirit. And these two men each find their way back to their spirit, to their defiant spirit. Frankl says that our spirit can never be broken. Our lives can be shattered. And we have to turn to that Holy Grail, to that nous. And it's not out there. You know, in the movie, Jack is pursuing a stupid trophy, a physical like embodiment of the Grail. But it doesn't matter what the thing is. It's the journey of going out into the world and finding the Grail. And he does it on behalf of Perry. And there's this moment of self-transcendence in it. And that's part of the equation, to get beyond yourself for another. And so Jack spends his days, the rest of his life, trying to repair the damage he's done in one specific way by helping Perry, Robin Williams' character, get back to his Holy Grail, get back to his spirit. And in the process, the two get to this beautiful place, this tearful place at the end, where the damage has still been done and the brokenness still exists, but they have done something to redeem the tragedy, as Frankl says, transform tragedy into triumph. And it is just this beautiful tale of redemption that every human being must go through, every man must go through. And so when you're watching this, watch for your brokenness, the ways you've become the Fisher King, become impotent in your life, the ways you have checked out and are avoiding the journey for the Grail, the ways that you can find your way back to your journey, to your Grail, and the redemption that can come when a man, when a person returns to his path. And in the second half of life, I believe we are here on quest for a new Grail, not the first kind in the morning of life, but the kind that is truly life eternal, that lasts long after our body is gone. And so each of us is on a journey, but in order to get that journey, we got to face the shattering and stop running from it. We got to face the Red Knight, I believe what he's called in the movie, this fiery, scary demon that we all have within us. And until we're willing to face our Red Knight, and Perry and Jack face their own respective Dark Knights, as every man must do, you must face your own. Until we're ready to face him, to face it, we can never get back to the other side of that Grail, to becoming the true king, leaving behind the Fisher King. And that's really the journey that each of us has to make in our own life. And I can't recommend this movie highly enough. Again, deeply challenging, a little bit overwhelming, not necessarily a date night movie, but a movie that every man must watch, and more importantly, every man must live on his journey to healing the Fisher King. I will see you in the next video. Thank you for listening to the Defiant Spirit Podcast with me, your host, Dr. Baruch Halevi. If you like what you heard, please consider leaving a 5-star review and share this podcast with others. To learn more about the Defiant Spirit, get more inspirational content, or see how we might work together to live your Defiant Spirit, visit defiantspirit.org. Until then, take back your power and live your Defiant Spirit.